its own distinctiveness.
圣经里的每一本书都是有自己的独特之处。
In other words, it has its own distinctiveness that sets this particular book apart.
每一本的圣经的书都有自己独特之处，与众不同，又完整的补充圣经的一部分。
Yet at the same time, it is very complementary to the entire Word of God.
除了每本书有自己独特之处外，它也完整的补充圣经的其中一部分。
And so what I've noticed is if you read through the entire Gospel of John, it really complements the three focuses that we have as a church.
所以我们如果来看整卷的约翰福音，它有三个特点。
Beginning with exalting his excellency, in other words, exalting Christ.
首先呢，是约翰福音是高举基督超然的地位。
Now, if you had to consider all the Gospel books, that's Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John,Again, everyone has its own distinctiveness.
所以如果我们来看其他三本福音书的话，就是马太福音、马可福音还有路加福音。
The first three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, tends to focus on Christ's humanity, whereas the Gospel of John, it really focuses on Christ's divinity.
所以这三本福音书，马太福音、马可福音、路加福音，把更多的重点放在基督的人性上。而约翰福音却把更多的重点放在基督的神性。
Now we all know that all the writers were divinely inspired by the Holy Spirit.
所以说圣经的书卷的这些作者都是圣灵所默示的。
When we think of the Gospel of Matthew, we think of Matthew who wrote an incredible piece depicting as Jesus as the Messiah, emphasizing what Jesus said.
所以马太福音里面所写的将耶稣描述为弥赛亚，特别强调耶稣他所说的话。
The author Mark in the Gospel of Mark, gives a snapshot portrait of Jesus as a serpent, pointing out what Jesus did.
而在马可福音就说到耶稣是一个仆人，描述耶稣做了什么。
Luke with his details chronicles Jesus as the man bringing out the humanity side.
而路加福音则是强调耶稣作为人子带出人性的一面。
But when it comes to the Gospel of John, he really focuses on the divine.
但是在约翰福音里面呢，他将耶稣描绘成为神，强调了耶稣的神性。
From the very beginning, he focuses on the divine of who Jesus is.
约翰福音从头到尾都将耶稣描绘成了神。
You know, if you had to compare the Gospel books, I think when it comes to the Gospel of John, it features a towering Christology or supremacy of Christ in all of its chapters.
没有哪一本书比约翰福音更好地表现出基督至高无上的地位。
Let's remember how all the Gospel books begin.
我们看到每一本福音书的开头的
不一样。When it comes to the Gospel of Matthew, remember, it begins with the genealogy, right?
这几本福音书开头的不同，在马太福音开头描述了耶稣的家谱。
Mark opened with the baptism of Jesus.
在马可福音开头讲到耶稣的受洗。
And eventually it flowed into his earthly ministry.
还有耶稣在地上的事工。
And when it comes to the Gospel of Luke, we find it has amazing details about the birth of Christ.
而在路加福音里详细地记载了耶稣的降生。
But when it comes to John, notice how it begins.
而在约翰福音我们发现它的非常的不同。
It begins with the emphasis of his divinity.
约翰福音一开始就强调耶稣的神性。
Verse 1 says, In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
在约翰福音第一章第一节说到太初有道道与神同在道就是神。
So it's very clear from the very beginning in terms of who Christ is.
所以我们就看到在约翰福音一开始就讲到耶稣他是谁他的神性。
Not only do we need to know and understand that when it comes to the Gospel of John exalts the excellency of Christ, but it also is, this book is also evangelistic.
除了在约翰福音里面我们看到他高举基督超然的地位，另外一个就是他约翰福音的特点就是传福音给失丧的人。
In other words, the second distinctive is that it helps us to evangelize the lost.
换句话来说，约翰福音第二个特点就是传福音给失丧的人。
If you had to pick a book of the Bible for a person to read, that is, that as a non-Christian, this is a pretty good book for you to recommend them to.
如果你邀请一个非基督徒的朋友来看圣经的话，约翰福音就是一个非常好的一个选择。
Let me tell you why.
我来跟大家解释为什么。
When it comes to the Gospel of John, the word believe is mentioned over 90 times.
因为跟与其他三本福音书不同，在约翰福音里面强调信这个字超过90次。
It really beckons the reader, those who read its contents, to believe in Christ.
因为重复的说这个信，用信这个字来强调相信的重要。
John states his purpose in John chapter 20, verse 31. It says, But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
约翰福音二十章三十一节明确地说了，但记这事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
There is a focus on who you should believe, and that is Christ.
在这边特别强调你应该去信，相信谁，就是去信耶稣。
There is a benefit once you focus on Christ, in terms of now as you focus on Christ and what He's done for you, you may receive life.
如果你选择来相信耶稣，相信耶稣为你在十字架上所做的，就可以因他的名得生命。
And so when John writes this,And you see the word believe, it beckons us to respond to God. It beckons us to respond to Jesus Christ.
所以当使徒约翰用信这个字，就是他的意图就是要让我们来选择来相信耶稣。
So John is not just teaching you a good moral lesson. John is directing you and directing your desires to look at Christ.
所以使徒约翰他写作的这个意图，他不是在教一篇道德课，而是直接的希望读者能够相信耶稣就是基督。
Christ is the Son of God. Christ is God in the human flesh.
基督就是神的儿子，他是神道成肉身。
Let me take you back when Jesus had that conversation with Philip in chapter 14.
我带大家来看在约翰福音14章耶稣与腓力的对话。
He said to Philip, Have I been with you so long, yet you have not come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father?
耶稣与腓力说，我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？
Even Christ in his own words wanted Philip to know him.
在耶稣对腓力所说的话，就是希望他要来认识耶稣。
We're familiar with John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
我们知道非常有名的经节约翰福音三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
I want you to notice in that John 3:16 passage, the word Whoever.
我要让大家来注意来看叫一切信他的这句。
Whoever, when it's used, it's a broad invitation.
这边说到叫一切信他的是指一个很广泛的邀请。
When you read the Gospel of John, you know that there are some that already responded. You know, Philip responded, John responded, Peter responded. They were part of the whoever's.
包括约翰，包括腓力，包括彼得，他们都回应了耶稣。
And so when Jesus says, whoever believes, again, it's an open invite to whoever responds, whoever believes in Christ.
所以当耶稣说到叫一切信他的，是指一个邀请，来邀请你是否愿意回应神。
Many of us are here today is because we believe in Christ, because we've trusted Christ as our Savior and Lord.
我们许多人来到我们当中，今天来到这边，是我们已经做出了一个决定，我们愿意来相信神，相信神所在我们身上所做的工。
But there are some of us here have yet to respond to Christ, yet to respond to His love and to His invitation to whoever believes.
但是当我们当中有另外一些人是还没有来相信耶稣的，这边所说到叫一切信他的，是对你的一个邀请。
Have you acknowledged God that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins?
你是否接受神差派独生子耶稣为你的罪死在十字架上？
Maybe today is going to be your day that you become the whoever believes.
今天是不是你成为叫一切信他的其中一位？
Maybe this hour you're going to say, yes, Lord, I believe.
在今天此时此刻，你可以来相信，选择相信耶稣。
I believe that you're the way and the truth and the life.
选择来相信神，他是道路、真理、生命。
I believe that you died on the cross for my sins.
选择相信耶稣在为你的罪死在十字架上。
You know, in chapter 4 of the Gospel of John, Jesus said, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water I will give him will never be thirsty again.
在第四章的时候，耶稣说到，凡喝这水的还要再渴，若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。
John the Baptist said earlier, he said, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him.
施洗约翰也说，信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
And so the response that we should have is to believe. The response that we should have is to obey. The response that we should have is to trust in Jesus.
所以我们要来做的回应就是应该来服从、顺服耶稣基督。
Because only in Jesus shall we be satisfied.
因为你若喝耶稣所赐的水就得到满足。
Again, of all the Gospels for seekers, this is a good place to start.
在所有的福音书里面，对于慕道朋友来说，这是一个非常好的一个我们强烈推进约翰福音。
Because when you read through the Gospel of John time and time again, it really puts people at the crossroads whether you believe or whether you not believe.
在约翰福音的特点是，里面有一个一个的情节，一个一个神迹出现在读者的面前，可能会让读者选择，让他们要来选择愿不愿意来相信这些。
And when you read through the Gospels, sometimes you're able to see people respond and that they have believed in Christ.
当你在读约翰福音的时候，有时你会看到人们所做出对耶稣所做出的回应，选择愿意或是不愿意来跟从耶稣。
And so when you read that, that brings us to a smile on our face, right?
当我们看到这些人的回应的时候，我们常常有时候心里面会在笑。
But then at the same time, when you read through the Gospel of John, not everybody believes, right?
但是也有在约翰福音当中，不是所有人都选择相信耶稣。
The rich young ruler walked out on Jesus.
这边有一个非常富有的人，他选择离开耶稣。
In John chapter 6, at the end of the chapter, not just one, but many walked out on Jesus Christ.
甚至在第六章的时候，许多门徒都离开了耶稣。
And so we can't be happy on that. It makes us sad that people walked out, that people did not believe in Christ.
所以我们看到这边的时候，就发现这是一个非常伤心的一个部分。
You know, after that mass departure in chapter 6, Peter says, "What should we do?"
在第六章，这些许多门徒离开了耶稣之后，西门彼得就对耶稣说：“主啊，我们还归从谁呢？”
Actually, Jesus says, "Do you want to go? Do you want to walk away too?"
耶稣就对他们说：“你们也要去吗？”
But Peter says, "You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know you. You are the Holy One of God."
西门彼得就回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。”
So when you read through the Gospel of John, it's very clear whether you believe or do not believe.
所以当我们在看约翰福音的时候，我们就非常清楚地发现，很多人选择相信或是不相信耶稣。
If you believe, you will follow Christ.
不止如此，你也会问自己这个问题：如果你愿意相信耶稣的话，你就选择跟随他。
If you do not believe, you will not follow Christ.
如果你不相信耶稣，你就不会跟随他。
Now, the Gospel of John not only helps us to evangelize the lost, it really helps us to equip the saints.
约翰福音除了是要高举基督超人的地位，传福音给失丧的，也是为了装备圣徒。
What do I mean as far as equipping the saints?
所说的装备或是陶造圣徒是什么意思？
It strengthens us in our belief in Him and gives us even more confidence who we believed and why Christ came.
装备圣徒是为了，就是代表你要加添你对神的信心，相信他是你的救赎，救赎你的神。
In other words, it helps us to keep on believing in Christ, keep on hoping in Christ.
换句话说，它就使你能够继续来相信耶稣，继续来选择相信耶稣就是基督。
This gospel of John is for all of us as brothers and sisters in Christ to strengthen our faith, to strengthen our confidence and our hope in Him.
约翰福音是给你的，在主里的弟兄姐妹们，是为了加添你对神的信心。
When we read the gospel, we know we can't understand it simply by ourselves. We need help.
当我们读到这本福音书的时候，我们也清楚地发现，我们需要帮助来，让我们来了解。
We know from the very beginning that we couldn't have understood it without God's help, without God's intentions, without God's initiative.
我们很清楚，除非神要让我们明白，否则我们无法来认识神。
Even in the chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, it says, To all received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, not of will of flesh, not of the will of God, will of man, but of God.
在第一章第十二节这边说到，凡接待他的就是信他名的人。他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Scripture makes it very clear that we do not believe because of our heredity, nor of the will of our flesh, by our own instincts, nor by the will of man, or even by our choice in the deciding the matter. We are depraved.
这边经文很清楚地表明，我们不相信不是因为出自于血气，也不是因为肉体的意志，出自于自身的本能，也不是出自于人的意志，由你的选择所做的决定，因为我们是完全的败坏堕落的。
And so we are humbled by understanding our depravity, but yet at the same time we are encouraged because we understand God's sovereignty.
如果我们谦卑下来，你不仅会理解自己的堕落有多深，而且能够理解神的主权，还有神的恩典是多么的大。
Because there's these verses that says, "But of God."
因为这边说到乃是从神生的。
In other words, God's direct, God's divine, deciding plan, the gospel became clear to us.
乃是从神生的，就显明了神至高无上的主权，还有他完美的旨意跟计划。
And it's by God's authority that He gives us the right to become His children, the children of God.
也是透过这个神赋予了他们成为他儿女的人。
So as we journey through the Gospel of John, not only do we marvel as far as His sovereignty, but we are encouraged to know Him even deeper, that we may become even stronger in the days of our faith.
所以当我们来读约翰福音的时候，我们不仅要惊叹神他神圣的主权，而且要更深地来了解神，而且让我们在未来的信仰道路上面更加坚定。
Is the gospel of John for the church?
约翰福音是教会的福音吗？
Absolutely.
绝对是。
Is it for our church?
是 CGBC 的吗？
Absolutely. It lays the foundation to exalt the excellency of Christ.It helps us to evangelize the lost. At the same time, it equips and it encourages us as saints, as believers in Christ.
特别是给 CGBC 的，因为它高举了基督超人的地位，装备了圣徒，并且向失丧的传福音。
Notice that significant contribution that John has for the saints.
我们看到约翰福音是如何装备了圣徒。
Another thing I want you guys to notice about the Gospel of John, notice its substance.
另外一点我们要来看约翰福音的重点内容。
In other words, this book is very deep.
换句话说，约翰福音这本书很深。
Very deep, obviously it's inspired, very deep in terms of its wisdom, very deep in terms of the revelation of Christ.
约翰福音用很深的一个方式来揭示基督是谁。
And it's really interesting, as you read it, you become very well aware of Christ.
当我们来阅读约翰福音的时候，我们就很清楚地来认识耶稣是谁。
Now, I want you to know that we learn in many different ways, don't we?
我们每个人都有很多不同的学习的方式。
Most of us learn simply by reading a book, right?
我们有时候透过阅读的方式来学习。
Going through school, read this, study this, memorize this, and you learn.
我们上学的时候，我们读课本，然后去背课本，去记课本上的内容。
And granted, when it comes to scripture, you know, we could do it the same thing. We could read it, we could study it, we could learn.
当我们在看圣经的时候，我们也可以用同样的方式来阅读它，来背诵它，来记它。
Some people learn simply through reading.
有些人是就通过阅读读的方式来学习。
But I want to tell you something else. Some people actually learn through conversations.
但有些人是透过跟别人的谈话当中来学习。
Have you ever talked to somebody and you felt a little smarter because you talked to that person?
你有没有遇到这样的状况？当你跟某些人聊天谈话当中，你会觉得你自己可能比较聪明。
Have you ever talked to somebody and they explained it in such a way that you think,Oh, now I get it.
当你跟他聊天谈话当中，他用他的解释问题、解释事情的方式，让你突然恍然大悟。
Sometimes we learn through conversations, don't we?
有时候我们透过跟别人的谈话来学习。
In the Gospel of John, the one thing that you'll notice is that there are many conversations that is taking place that is recorded for you.
当你来读约翰福音的时候，你看到的是耶稣跟许多其他人的对话。
So even though you're reading it, and even though it is written down, in some sense, you are listening to a conversation that's taking place in the Gospel of John.
所以即使他是用在圣经，在约翰福音里是用书面的方式来陈述，但是你确实是在透过用听耶稣跟其他人的谈话来学习。
Let me give you an example. You remember when Jesus...when Nicodemus, the religious ruler, came to Jesus late at night, he knocked on the door, and he had a conversation with Jesus, right?
你还记得耶稣跟一位法利赛人尼哥底母的对话吗？
So as you read the account in John chapter 3, you see this conversation that's taking place between Nicodemus and Jesus.
所以你当在看第三章，你就会发现耶稣在跟尼哥底母这位法利赛人有一个福音性的对话。
You're actually reading or you about the questions that Nicodemus has.
你就意识到尼哥底母问耶稣的问题。
And you're also focusing on what Jesus is saying.
而且你也特别注意到耶稣他所做出的回应。
What did Jesus stress when it came to Nicodemus?
耶稣是怎么回应尼哥底母？
You must be born again.
耶稣对尼哥底母说，你必须要再重生。
What did Nicodemus say? He said, "What does it mean to be born again?"
尼哥底母怎么说呢？他说，如何能重生呢？
Didn't Jesus explain what it means to be born again?
而耶稣接下来就解释了什么意思叫重生。
He explained that we're all born physically, but to be born again, we must be born spiritually, right?
耶稣解释说，所有的人都已经生下来，从母腹生出来，但是。要他所说的重生是从灵里重生。
And of course, it cannot be accomplished without Christ.
那当然，这个重生必须要透过基督。
So you learn by reading and you learn through a conversation.
所以当你在看尼哥底母跟耶稣的这样的一个谈话的时候，你就从当中就学习到。
You know, there was another scene in the Gospel of John. It took place, of all places, Samaria.
然后还有另外一个地方是在撒玛利亚的一个妇人。
We refer to this.Passage as the woman at the well, right?
所以我们也可以说是在撒玛利亚的妇人，在井边的撒玛利亚妇人。
Gospel of John chapter 4 tells us the woman Jesus was at the well. It was like midday. It was like noontime.
在第四章的时候，说到耶稣如何跟撒玛利亚的妇人在井旁的谈话，是在正午大白天之下的。
And all of a sudden, this woman comes to draw the water, and Jesus engages in a conversation with her.
当这位妇人她来到井旁在舀水的时候，耶稣就开始跟她有一个福音性的对话。
What do you learn about that conversation that takes place in John chapter 4?
所以你在这个约翰福音第四章的当中的跟这位妇人的对话，你学到了什么？
You're learning from Jesus how he was trying to reach this woman and reach this area called Samaria.
你可以从这对话当中学习耶稣是要如何要跟这位妇人有一个福音的对话，有一个传福音的方式。
In other words, you're learning how Jesus discusses the gospel in a conversation.
所以你就学，就从当中就可以学习如何在一段对话当中，像耶稣一样来对人来分享福音。
And so it is fascinating. It gives us perspective in terms of how we can share our faith by learning what Jesus did and how Jesus talked about the gospel.
从这几段经文当中，你就可以学习如何来预备你，如何去分享关于你的信仰。
You know, when you read through scriptures, you even see how Jesus responds to those in grief.
当你在从圣经当中看到耶稣如何跟人家交谈之外，你也看到耶稣如何回应。
Remember in Gospel of John chapter 11, his friend Lazarus had died, right?
在我们第十一章，我们看到耶稣如何回应其他人，特别是在拉撒路这位弟兄死去的时候。
Some people say that Jesus was late, not just late, but he was like a couple of days late, right?
在这边我们知道耶稣不止迟了，但他迟到了四天。
But he was there in time and to respond to the tears of his friends, right?
但是就是在耶稣到的时候，他是那里看到并且听见马大和玛利亚的哭声。
One of the shortest passages of scripture says that Jesus wept.
在他们当中在35节说到耶稣哭了，你也看见耶稣他的情绪。
And yet, with each of the sisters, Jesus has a conversations with them, right?
我们也看到耶稣如何对这两位姐妹各有不同的对话，也有不同的回应。
And he explains to them in terms of who he is, that he is the resurrection.
也看到耶稣如何跟他们回应，来解释他就是那个他就是那个重生。
We learn by reading, we learn by conversations.
我们不仅从对话中学习，也从阅读当中来学习。
In this Gospel of John, you could read about conversations that Jesus had with people.
所以在约翰福音的许许多多的谈话当中，我们就学习耶稣是怎么样的一个人。
And not only do we learn how to respond to people, but we learn more about Christ.
除了我们学习耶稣如何来回应其他人，我们也更深的来了解耶稣是谁。
This is all part of the substance of the Gospel of John.
这些都是约翰福音的重点内容。
Now the other thing I want you to notice is not only the substance, but also notice the Gospel of John in its style.
另外一点我们要来看，留意约翰福音的写作的风格。
The very first verse, in the beginning was the Word was with God,And the Word was God.
在第一节的时候，这是面说到太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Just to let you know, this particular verse has been talked about a lot in theological circles, and it is one of the most profound, concise theological statement about Christ.
所以在这边第一节，我们就看到他这边是用字十分的精确、简单，但是又简洁的一个开场白。
One Bible scholar said this, in no portion of scriptures do the perfect grammatical accuracy and the very precision of an inspired composition shine out brightly. It is now perhaps too much to say that, as not a single word could be altered in the first couple of verses of the Gospel of John without opening the door to some heresy.
有一位圣经学者这么说，他说圣经中的任何一个部分都没有办法像第一节这样，这节经文表现出如此完美的文法，也彰显出这个启示出来的内容的准确度，而且约翰福音这边第一节没有办法去改变一个字，而不去引致异道邪教的出现。
Among the ancients, they thought this opening verse was so special, so incredible, so precise that they used to imprint it on the churches.
在初代的信徒当中，他们甚至觉得这第一节的用字十分的精确简单，但是又是如此的完美。应该用金色的字来写在每一间教会里。
In other words, some of the earlier churches had this verse somewhere that you could see, somewhere on the wall, somewhere where you could focus on this verse for worship.
或者说在初代信徒当中，他们在很多教会里面都有这节经文出现在教会的墙上。
When it comes to style, notice the expression that the writer uses in this book.
当我们来说到写作的风格方面，我们要看注意文字的这些写作风格，特别是在约翰福音里面。
Some of these expressions are very easiest for us to understand.
有些你会可以注意到他的用的文词非常的简单。
The Gospel of John uses that contrast of light and darkness.
但是又他不只用文字的简单，但是却让人更深刻的记住，特别是有提到比如说光明跟黑暗。
He helps us to understand about life and death.
也提到世界跟生命。
He helps us to understand what it means to abide in Christ, what it means to know about eternal life.
我们也看到提到什么是真理，什么是遵守而来认识耶稣。
To give you an example, one of the verses that we read was the light shined in darkness and the darkness has not overcome it.
约翰福音里面也说到光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
Jesus proclaimed, I have come as a light into the world so that everyone believes in it will not remain in darkness.
耶稣也在约翰福音里说到，我来到世上来乃是光，凡叫信我的不住在黑暗里。
Chapter 3 verse 19 says, Men love darkness rather than light, for their deeds is evil.
第三章第十九节说到，光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
These verses about light and darkness says a lot of truth about us and truth about also the world.
在这边提到的光明与黑暗，就是代表一个对比，特别是关于我们有说到我们在跟这个世上的对比。
The word light even explains about Jesus because even he himself said, "I have come as the light of the world."
这边说到光明也是指耶稣他自己，因为他说我来到世上来乃是光。
Brothers and sisters, you are either in the light.Or you are either in the darkness.
弟兄姐妹们，你必须处在一个，要么是在光明里，要么就在黑暗里。
If you are in the light, the presence of Christ is very evident.
如果你在光明里，你的身旁就有耶稣的影子。
If you are in the darkness, the presence of Christ is not evident.
如果你在黑暗里，你的身上就没有耶稣的影子。
So John is able to make these things and helps us to understand about Christ and understand about ourselves.
所以约翰福音里用这些字、这些对比，让我们呢更深的来理解到耶稣他是谁。
Now there are two names of God used in John, which makes it very unique from all the other Gospels.
在约翰福音也有提到另外两个名字是很独特的。
One is the Word.
一个就是说到耶稣他的名是道。
And he uses from the very beginning the word.
在一开始就说到太初有道。
When we think about the word, we think about the expression.
当我们想到道就代表说它是一个名词，它是一个形容。
So when we think about Christ, we should think that he is the fullest, the clearest expression of God himself.
当我们想到耶稣他是道，就想到他是一个神所代表的一个。
And why? Because he is God.
为什么呢？因为他就是神。
The other word, name of God that's used, is the word comforter.
在约翰福音也提到另外一个名字，就是保惠师。
And this is very unique, to the Gospel of John because it talks about the Holy Spirit as being a comforter to those who believe.
而这个是很独特的，是与其他福音书不同的，因为这边提到圣灵的另一个名字是保惠师。
And so, John makes it very clear. He answers the question, "Who is Jesus?"
所以耶稣约翰福音就是讲，主要就是在讲回答这个问题：耶稣是谁
？And the first five verses already we begin to understand who Jesus is. That he is the Word. That he is the Light.
而我们再看前面五节，就非常清楚的看到耶稣他是道，耶稣他是光，而且耶稣。
And it is Jesus who is the Light of the world.That brings both light and life to a dark world of sin and death.
而且耶稣是世界之光，他乃是光，他来到世上就是为了将光和生命带入一个黑暗的世界里。
Another thing we should notice about the Gospel of John is the statements that Christ makes.
另外一个我们要来看约翰福音里关于基督的陈述。
Are actually statements about Christ.
或是别人所如何提到耶稣的。
Remember John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus come afar, he says, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away sins of the world.
施洗约翰就指着耶稣说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Following Jesus' invitation to follow him, Andrew told his brother Simon, We have found the Messiah. We have found Christ.
安德烈在跟从耶稣之后也转过头来对自己的哥哥西门说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。弥赛亚就是意味着基督。
The next day, the brothers rushed to tell Philip, We have found of him whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote about, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
腓力也对也去找但拿叶对他说摩西在律法上所写的众先知所记的那一位我们遇见了就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
And following how Jesus spoke directly, even Nathanael responded, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel.
他们也回应对耶稣说拉比你是神的儿子你是以色列的王。
Notice those statements about God.
我们注意来看这些有关于耶稣的陈述。
We could also note in terms of the miracles because it says a statement of God.
我们也看到约翰福音当中有许多的神迹，因为他们也是指向耶稣他是谁。
I don't have time to go through all the miracles, but remember one of the biggest one was the feeding of the 5,000.
在约翰福音有很多的神迹，但是我们要特别来注意，在当中有喂饱五千人。
It not only talks about how God provides for so many, but how God provides in terms of His salvation plan.
在当中不止我们看到耶稣如何来喂饱五千人，但是我们也看到耶稣他就是生命的粮。
It's even very clear how Jesus defined Himself through statements.
因为我们看得到耶稣在这些神迹当中，他也说了关于自己的陈述。
Jesus proclaimed, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
耶稣说我就是生命的粮到我这里来的必定不饿信我的永远不可。
Already we talked about how Jesus says that he is the light, that he is the resurrection.
我们也看到前面说到耶稣乃是光耶稣乃是复活。
In other words, what we're reading is from the very lips of Jesus, and he is telling us who he is.
在这当中很重要，因为耶稣在告诉我们关于他自己是谁。
So it's very clear who Jesus is, and he's defining it for us.
在这几节经节里面，很明确描述耶稣对自己的看法，以及他跟我们的关系。
In other words, we're not conjuring up images of Christ. Christ is telling us through his word who he is and why he came.
换句话说，我们不是自己在这边建立我们对耶稣的陈述，而是耶稣他自己对我们说他自己是谁。
Friends, he came as the Savior, the Son of God, to save the world from the sins.
我们知道耶稣来到世上乃不是要审判世界，乃是要拯救世界。
Even Jesus says in John chapter 12, verse 47, I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world.
耶稣在约翰福音十二章十七节说：“我来本不是要审判世界，乃是要拯救世界。”
Jesus came to save you. He came to save us.
耶稣来到世上是为了要拯救你我。
Have you been saved? Have you responded to Jesus' invitation?
你有得到这个拯救吗？你有愿意来回应耶稣吗
？Remember what Philip said to Jesus. He said, "You know, show us the Father. That'll be enough for us."
在腓力说腓力对耶稣说求主将父显给我们看我们就知足了。
Jesus responded, he said, Philip, haven't I been with you for so long?
耶稣也对腓力说腓力我与你们同在这样长久你还不认识我吗
Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on the account of the work themselves.
耶稣又说我实实在在地告诉你们我所做的事信我的人也要做 并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
Jesus goes on to say, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me, and also the works that I do, greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father.
也就是说，我实实在在告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。
Do you believe in Christ for your salvation?
我想问大家，你相信耶稣吗？
Do we as believers in Christ believe Christ for our sanctification?
你愿不愿意相信耶稣是为了我们成圣而来的？
Do we believe in Christ that he can continue to do some amazing things in our lives?
你愿不愿意来跟从来顺服相信耶稣会在你的人生命当中做出美好的事？
Do we continue to believe in Jesus that he could do some amazing things not only in our life, in our family's life, but in the church life?
你愿不愿意来相信耶稣不只在我们生命当中能做出美好事，也会在你的家庭当中？
I pose the question to you, do you believe?
我想问大家，你相信耶稣吗？
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father, when we say we believe, we know that it should have an object, and that is Christ.
亲阿爸天父，当我们说我们愿意来相信你，我们代表的是我们愿意来相信耶稣。
There is no better one to trust than to Jesus.
主啊，我们不愿意信别人，但是就唯独要来信耶稣。
Father, we could trust him with all of our hearts, with all of our desires.
我们愿意将我们全人全心的交上摆上。
We could trust Jesus at any given time of the day.
我们愿意选择来相信耶稣，不管在任何的时候。
We could trust Jesus even when we're going through some tough times and even when we're going through some good times.
我们愿意选择来相信耶稣，不论我们在我们信心动摇的时候，或是甚至在我们信心坚强的时候。
And as we trust him, we remember that he is the Savior, that he is the Redeemer.
当我们说我们来相信他的时候，我们也知道，明确知道他是我们生命的救主，他是那我们生命的救主，还有我们人生中掌权的主。
So when we call upon him, he responds to us, he rejuvenates us.
当我们呼喊耶稣的名的时候，他就赐给我们更新我们。
When we call upon him for salvation, he redeems us.
当我们向耶稣呼喊，求他来救赎我们的时候，他就必赐给我们力量。
And when we trust him for every details of our life, time and time again, we are renewed.
当我们每次来呼求耶稣的时候，我们内心灵命都得到满足。
We are strengthened in our faith. We are strengthened in our confidence.We are strengthened in the power that works within us through the Holy Spirit.
我们的信心，我们的信仰，还有我们的相信神的，这样都得到鼓励。
Father, thank you for the privilege to believe in Christ.
主啊，谢谢你，因为我们对透过耶稣，我们对神的信心有所加增。
May you continue to strengthen us in our belief in Him, not only what He does in our lives, our families, but this church and of course the world.
主，我们就求你不断的、每日的在我们信心里面加增我们，添加给我们力量，让我们不仅是在我们的生命当中，也在我们的家庭当中都来荣耀你。
Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们这样祷告，侍奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。阿门。
Amen.